TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Heather with a piece written by Jane about Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day, or Poppy Day, as it is also known, commemorates the armistice signed at the end of the First World War. Hostilities were said to end at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, which is why the 11th of November is when we remember those who lost their lives in war. Remembrance Sunday is always the Sunday nearest to the 11th of November, which this year will be the 14th of November. At 11 a.m. on Remembrance Sunday, members of the armed forces parade to the cenotaph in London and wreaths of poppies are laid at the base of the cenotaph to remember those who died, while all those watching stand in respectful silence. In the lead-up to Remembrance Day, many people wear paper poppies as a way of showing appreciation for the work of the armed forces. The biggest Poppy Day campaign is run by the Royal British Legion, raising funds for their work with veterans and their families. Jane has written a poem for Remembrance Day, which brings back memories of her granddad, who was in the First World War. He was a member of the Worcestershire Regiment, which fought in Belgium. He returned home injured when a bullet hit him in his shoulder. The following year, he married Jane's grandma. To his family, he was and still is a hero and always will be. Here's Jane's poem for Grandad. Each 11th of November is Remembrance Day. Our fast-moving, somewhat selfish world will stop. The world will pause and think. People in respectful silence stand and pray for all who went to war. Poppies will be scattered on the earth. Each stands for a life that is no more. For those we pray and for others too who did return. To all of them we say thank you in our own way. Remember that they fought for you to save your life. Think of those you did not know and those you did. They are our chosen few. Remember to stop and pray on each Remembrance Day.